Sweetest friends, we are continuing our shiurim on the Siddur HaTefillah based on the Ola Suriya of Moran HaRav Zetzal. We are in the middle of the Tefillah of Olam Yehi Adam, and we're up to Bnei Avram Ohavcha Shenishbata Lo Bahar Moria. We are the sons of Avram, your beloved, to whom you swore at Mount Moriah. The Rav is going to talk about love. Havaya kinyan hayoter yakar vayoter shalem baolam. Love is that kinyan that's more valuable and more complete than any other kinyan in the world. Omnam ha'ava mudreget hi al pi anosei shel ha'ava v'or chayim ha'elyonim she'en sof le'oshram hu mufa b'metziut ba'ahava hashlema le'elohim chayim elohei emet. Love is very important, but it depends on what you're loving, who you're loving. Whoever is the subject of the love will determine how sublime and holy this love is. The greatest love, the love which is supposed to take us to the highest, holiest, most special place, which we can experience right here in this world, is to love God. אבל אז צריכה נשמה להיות מבורכת בסגולה זו, שאוצר האהבה האלוהית יהיה אצלה שמור וחי. But the neshama has to be blessed with this gift, that the treasure of godly love will be preserved and living in the neshama. ואנחנו הננו בני אברהם אוהבך מוטפאים בטבע האהבה האלוהית ירושת עולמים מברכת אברהם אשר נשארה עדי עד בישראל עם קרובו. That's what we're saying in this tefillah. B'nei Avram Oavcha. Avram loved you. The greatest thing is to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the greatest, that's the highest. And Avram loved you, and it's in our blood, it's in our neshama. We have a Yerusha. We inherited this love. Avram Avinu loved you, so that's why we emphasize. We talk about first how insignificant the life of man is, but we're your nation, people of your covenant, which we explained in the last year. Means that we are your nation, that we're naturally your nation, and we also chose it. We're also part of your covenant. We're also the children of Avram Avinu, who loved you so much, and he swore to you on Har Moriah. You swore to him on Har Moriah. Ve'aval yona zo hi mle'at ha'kinyan ve'ahavaya רוויית המציאות ואושר הישות הנהדרה בפאר ונהדרה בקודש. And this elevated love is filled with existence. מלאת הקניין והבאר, it's filled with existence, filled with life. רוויית המציאות is saturated with reality, the osher hayeshut, and the wealth of existence, which is nehedara bepe'er, which is great in its glory, v'nehedara bekodesh, and so sublimely holy. Umepnei shemitzideinu b'tor b'nei adam shemekablim shinui b'chol ma'archei libam efshar lefamim shehatchuna chaya hazot של אהבת אלוהים אמת תשתנה ותרד מעלתה. But we, our people, and our love for God might change. We're chomer, sometimes like this, sometimes like that. יש לזה כבר ביטחון אז. Don't worry about it. There's insurance. What's the insurance? The insurance is זוהי השבועה שנשבעת לו בהר המוריה. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore Avram Avinu at Har Moriah. Binishpati nu Hashem yaki yana sheosisas adavar hazeh lo chasachtas binchas yichidecha kivarecha avarechecha v'arba arbe zarecha It's a great blessing of Avraham Avinu for all the generations. So we have insurance. We don't have to worry about it. Yeah, the love might wax and wane, but you swore to Avraham Avinu and Har Moriah. Hamefala kadosh vanisgava zeh rashamat rishimat avtachato lidorot olamim shechakikat ha'ava eluhit הטהורה והאדירה תהיה קבועה במסתרי הנפשות של האומה אשר בה יתברכו כל גויי הארץ למרות כל השינויים הרוחניים והחומריים החיצוניים והפנימיים שחלים על כל היצורים כולם. Despite all of the changes, this promise is going to last forever. It's going to be in the soul of the nation. We're going to be blessed. Despite all of the changes, spiritual, material, external, internal, that are going to take place, with all people, nevertheless, this Shavuah is forever. So we have Abnei Avraham Avcha, with his children of Avraham, we love you, so don't worry, we're going to love you forever. Aye, the love is sometimes going to fade a little bit, but don't worry, Nishbata lo b'har Moriah, you swore to him, and that's going to keep our connection. We have this godly engravement that's going to make it last forever. Zera Yitzchak Yichido Shenekad Al Gabei HaMizbeach. We are the seed of Yitzchak, his only son, who was bound on top of the altar. Av Sheretzonot HaChayim Agasim HaHofchiyim Me'or HaKedusha Romimah. Even though very crude desires of life that are the antithesis of the light, of the exalted light of holiness, amofia bigaon uza be'avat Elohim el elyon. This holy kedusha, this elevated, exalted kedusha, is revealed with its great glory and strength, with the love of the divine God. Yuchlu lefamim letgaber ad kedei kesotem et or hagadol v'kayam hazeh. שבו זור אביה שלמה והמילה מתגלה. So even though the crude desires of life, which are the opposite of this great elevated love of Hashem, can sometimes be overwhelmed, overpower, and even cover this great light, where the shine of existence, of complete existence, is revealed, כבר היננו מוטבעים בתכונת יצירתנו המקורית מזרע יצחק יחידו. We are already engraved, embossed in our very nature, on our most original creation, that we are the seed of Yitzchak, מכון הריכוז של כל החיים שנעקד לגבי המזבח. He is that, the center, he's the hub of life. And he was bound to the Mizbeach. What's the sign of being bound to the Mizbeach? V'yamesira le'Elohim b'kishur shel kol kochot ha'chayim gam anirim kesotrim v'ofchim. This connection to God, connecting all the powers of our life, even those powers that appear to be contradictory to our love of God. Rak li'yisod ahavato ha'amuka v'achaya v'anifla. But really, they are all the foundation of our great love, meaning all of our kochos, which seemingly are against God, are all really ultimately on a deeper level connected to God. And that's why we say that Yitzchak was ne'akad al gabei ha'mizbeach. Yitzchak, our grandfather, was bound to the mizbeach, meaning we will give you everything, Hashem. The mizbeach is the karban, where you give it over to Hashem. And the ne'akad is that we're bound to it, even with our kochos, our behemim, our anti-godly kochos, were bound to Hashem in every which way. Tchuna zo nechtema b'koach yitziratenu mimakor tzmichatenu ha'gizit. This tchuna, this kind of characteristic, was sealed in our creation from the very get-go. And that's why we say Zera Yitzchak Yechido sheneakad al gabei ha'mizbeach. We are the seed of Yitzchak, your only one, who was bound to the Mizbeach. Continues the Rav, Adat Yaakov, continues the Tefillah, Adat Yaakov bincha b'chorecha. We are the community of Jacob, your oldest son. So we got Avram Avinu, Suratim and Har Maria. That's the great love that Hashem has that's going to last forever. We have Zer Yitzhak Yechido Shana Karagav Mizbeach. We're bound, all of our Ritzonos are bound to the Mizbeach, to Kedusha. And then Adas Yaakov bin Chabach Recha, then we get to Yankov. We are the community of Yaakov, your oldest son. What is Rav Kook going to do with this? It's just remarkable how Rav Kook has something so profound to say about every half sentence, which we just read every day so quickly. Yeshnan ma'alot ruchaniyot ka'ele she'em nochot letachez mitzad kedushat ha'klal etel ha'yichidim etzel kol yachid b'fnei atzmo aval kasher lehem lachzik et ma'amadan b'kibbutz ha'klali she'chayei ha'chevra ve'ha'ida yesh lehem holchim b'drachim acherim ha'mevatlim et ha'efsharut shel ha'amadat otan ha'ma'alot ha'nesgavot ha'mechonan. There are certain spiritual levels that are easy to hold on to, mitzad kedushas haklal, because the community is holy for yichidim, for every yachid bifnei atzmo. But it's hard to hold on to it as a community, because a lot of people are going in different drachim, and then you can't establish these great spiritual levels with a strong foundation. And not only can't you establish them, but you certainly cannot be motzi ala poal, you cannot actualize their good pu'ulas. Because it's hard, certain things, it's good for the yechidim, but it's not easy for the klal. Aval kineset Yisrael hi kvu'a b'kdushata b'tor eida po'elet ba'olam. But the Jewish people are different. We are set in our kedusha as a community that is Poel Ba'olam. Ad Shemeimei Yaakov Shenikba Bizaro HaChotem HaMiyuchad Shel HaUma BeHavdalata Mikol HaAmim Nikba BaGam Kein Tchunat HaBchora. So from the time of Yaakov, that now we have this special seal of being a nation separate from all other nations, now we have this Tchuna of Bechora, of being the firstborn. Unlike any other nation, it is not called the Bechor. Ve'al pi atzat Hashem haita she'habchora shel Esav tiyeh musava li'Yaakov. It was the Eitzah of Hashem, like the uncle says, Rivka saw Baruch HaKodesh, that Yaakov is supposed to take the brachas, that the Bechor of Esav should be transferred to Yaakov. Ve'zeh haya le'otz שישראל יהיה הבכור בין העמים כולם, והבכורה היא תכונה שמחייבת להיות משפיע ופועל פעולה חינוכית על יתר הבנים והבנות. בכורה is a characteristic that obligates us to be משפיע and to be פועל פעולה חינוכית. Our job is to influence the other children, the other boys and girls. That's what the בכור is supposed to do. If you're a good בכור, you have a positive influence on your siblings. And so to Klal Yisrael, we're supposed to have a positive influence on the ganze Welt. Kmo kein hunach b'Yisrael koach zeh shel hafala letova lekdusha al kol ha'amim. We have this power, just like the Ben Bechor has the power to influence the younger children, so to Klal Yisrael is the power to influence all the nations. Ve'hafala zo ha'tzricha latzet b'chol kach et pashtut יאפשר לה שתצא מצד הקדושה היחידית שהיא מתעלמת בחיים הפנימיים לבדם, אלא היא מוכרחת לקחת גם כן חלק בחיים הפומביים. This hafala, this activating of the positive kochos that the nations have through Klal Yisrael, through our influence, it cannot come out with an individual kedusha that just stays in its own personal internal world. אלא היא מוכרחת לקחת גם כן חלק בחיים הפומביים. It must also, we must also take part in public life, שבתור עדה וקהל שלם ירשם כוח הקודש בכל מילואו. That as a nation, as a community, there should be this influence of Kedusha in all of its fullness. וזהו עושר מיוחד שאיננו מוטבעים בקדושה לא לבד בטבע היחידיות שבנו, גם כן בטבע הקיבוצי שלנו. So job of Klal Yisrael is, as a community, the influence of holiness should be spread in all of its fullness, and that's a special type of osher, that's a special type of simcha. That not only do we have Kedusha as individuals, but we have Kedusha as a community. מצד הכרעתנו לטובה את כל העולם האנושי כולו באחרית הימים. We're going to bring to good the entire world at the end of days. שזאת הייתה מסעת נפשו של יעקבינו, that was Yaakovinu's dream. But יחדו עם בניו, he wanted to be Magala the Kates, Yaakov Avinu, the end of days. And then he's going to כדי לבוא מיוחד זה על ידי השפעה קבוצית יותר שלמה. He wants to be Messiahed with his kids. And then that's going to be Mashpia in the ganze Welt. Achris Hayamim, Bikesh Lekahal Slam Sakets. As Rav Kook is being Machadish, you're Muyridik, 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 Muyridik. That through this Hesiachatus, through this Hesvadus, the special meeting that Yaakov had in Vayichi with his children, that he wanted to be Megala the Kates through connecting to his children, this internal connection. Klal Yisrael, as a nation, we want to also be mashpia on the whole world to bring the kates, to bring the geula, to bring achrus hayomim. That's what I mean. We say adat Yaakov bincha bechorecha. We are not just the children of Yaakov, but we are an eda. It doesn't say eda about Yitzchak; it just says zera. It doesn't say it about Avraham Avinu; it says it about Yaakov. That's when Klal Yisrael started. It's 12 children, 12 tribes, and he's bincha bechorecha. He's the firstborn that has ashpa on the other children as well. Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, we've learned some very important shtikalach. Ve'enaya, hopefully, God will talmud shemeva b'idei ma'isa. This should give new meaning to our davening, to our avoda, and we should all be zocher l'lmod u'l'lamed, l'shmor v'la'asot, u'l'kayem et kol divrei talmud torato b'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest bread.